I'm supposed to always believe. I'm supposed to find the word, hang on to it, put it in my eyes, in my ears, keep it in my heart until the manifestation comes, however long it is. And I promise you this, I can tell you from experience, it is worth it when you get it.
Patience is not passive, it is powerful. It will help your faith receive all that God has provided. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she teaches how faith receives through patience.
Let's look at Mark 4. This is a good place to see what we should do in life. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And Jesus said to them, he said unto them, unto you it's given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. So this parable is a mystery of the kingdom of God. This is how the kingdom of God works in the earth, or the dominion. You know, kingdom comes from the word dominion. This is how the dominion of God works in the earth, Jesus said. The sower sows the word. Satan comes to steal the word. We're in the middle. God has put the word in our ears, and now Satan's trying to take it out. We make the decision. Are we going to let him have it? Are we going to give up? Are we going to quit? Or are we going to let patience have her perfect work so that we are entire and wanting nothing? That's the other option. Whatever it takes, you defend your ground. You defend the word of God that goes into your eyes, your ears, and is down in your heart. You defend your position with the words of your mouth, words of faith. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's our job to keep that faith in there in abundance by spending time in the word of God and saying the word of God. We had to learn in our lives. We had to learn to not say anything we didn't want to come to pass. You say, oh, well, that would just be such a bondage to have to think about every word you said. No, the bondage is having to live by every word you say if you're saying the wrong thing. When you say right, it's a blessing. And it's your faith talking, and you're not giving the devil anything to work with. Okay, these are they by the wayside where the word was sown. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. So that's, now we know how Satan operates. Now we know how he gets a place in somebody's life that is a believer, has heard the word. He lies his way into the situation. It's not going to work for you this time. You're not going to get it. So in Mark 4, here where we're reading, it talks about then the stony ground in verse 16. Well, let's see. We read through. We're going to go now and we're going to talk about the explanation, how Jesus explained this to them. He said, now, if you don't know this parable, how are you going to know anything? The sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside where the word was sown. Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. So these were the wayside, and he came along, took it. And now he's explaining to them about the stony ground. So he says in verse 16, who, when they heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. The other group, they just let Satan take it right out. But this group received the word, but when pressure came, they had no root. What is pressure? Temptation or pressure from the devil lying to you, telling you you're not going to get it. The wayside group, that just went away quick. But this group, they actually did receive it. They heard it, And they immediately received it with gladness, but they didn't hold on to it. If you're not holding on, if you're not in the place where you can withstand the pressure, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to receive more word until you can handle the pressure. What is that called? That's called your renewing of your mind. We renew our mind to think like God thinks by His word. And then we do what it says. So this group on stony ground, they heard it. They were happy about it. Yay, I can do this. And then it didn't take root. They didn't hold on to it. The ground has to hold on to the seed, doesn't it? They didn't take root. And so over here, it says, it's in the earlier part of chapter 4, it says, some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. So it wasn't very deep down in their heart. They heard it. They thought, great, I'll be blessed, I'll prosper, yay, yay, I'll get out of debt, and then go about your merry way, and don't back it up with the Word of God every day. So some fell on stony ground, it had not much earth. Immediately it sprang up because it had no depth. Now the more time you spend in the Word of God, the more depth of the Word and power of the Word is going to be in your life. That's why Ken and I have been at this for a lot of years, but I still get in the Word every day. Why is that? Because I know the system. I know that I can't stay strong if I don't get the Word of God in my eyes and in my ears. And I know that Satan works every day to steal the Word and to kill and to steal and to destroy in my life. So I spend time in the Word every day. Well, you say, well, I think that's fanatical. It may be, but I'm a happy fanatic. So don't bother me. This works. I'm going to keep working it. I'm going to stay in the Word of God. I'm going to be good ground for the Word. I'm going to let the Word of God stay in my heart. Now, this said in over here talking about in verse 6 about the stony ground, it said immediately it sprang up, but it had no depth. It was hard ground. You know, the scripture talks about the fallow ground, broken up ground, easy ground. How do you do that? By staying in the Word every day. So it has no root, verse 17, and it endures for a little while. So apparently, for a time, it says. So apparently, the Bible's not telling us that our crop is going to come up immediately, because we're going to have to endure for a time. Now, if you don't have the Word in your eyes and in your ears and in your heart, you'll give up on the prosperity. You'll give up believing God for a husband. You'll give up believing God for a wife. Listen, you don't want the first man that comes along necessarily. You want the right man that comes along. So sometimes good things take patience. But, you know, the old saying goes, I don't think this is scripture. Good things come to those that wait. Now, I don't think that's scripture. But maybe he's not ready yet. You don't want to pick him green either. So, what do? You stay in faith. Thank you, Father. I believe I received the perfect husband. And that I'll be a perfect wife to the perfect husband. Because we want him to stay there when he turns up. This is a new message. So afterwards, on the stony ground, when persecution or affliction arises for the Word's sake, immediately they are offended. What does that mean, for the Word's sake? Well, Satan brings pressure to get you to give up on the Word, because that's the only way he can get a place. And so on this stony ground, he puts pressure on you. He does what he can. Let's just say you're believing for a house, and it looks like you're further away than you've ever been. That doesn't mean things aren't working. That just means you can't see what's working. Things are working in the Spirit. God may be setting you up for the best job you ever had and the most financially prosperous job you ever had. And now you're letting the devil talk you out of giving up. And now it'll shut the door on the increase, on the blessing. Listen, If something wasn't about to happen, the devil wouldn't be fooling around with you. The reason he comes to kill and steal and destroy is he's afraid you're going to get what you're asking for. And the blessing, he's against the blessing. He wants to talk you out of the blessing. It's not good for his reputation when a believer receives a house by faith or gets the best job in town or receives a new car by faith. It's not good for the devil's reputation. Besides that, he wants to take over. That's his big deal. That's what he wanted to do in heaven. That was his first big mistake. He wanted to take over. And he never can take over because Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. So the stony ground has no root and it endures for a little while. But when affliction or persecution, in other words, when pressure's put on, you're not going to walk by faith, receive by faith without having pressure put on by the devil. He's going to try to talk you out of it. And you can just count on that. So you have to recognize that. And you have to say, no, I'm not giving up on my healing. I will not. I do not believe that, Satan. I do not believe God is mad at me. Now you shut up and get out of here. Or I do not believe that it's God's will for me to be sick. You shut up and get out of here. You don't have to say anything to him, but shut up and get out. But I'm just telling you how it works. He comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. He is a what? A liar. The truth's not in him. So the truth is this. If Satan says to you, you're never going to get healed, the truth is that he can't tell the truth. And you are going to get healed if you don't let him lie you out of it. Hallelujah. Or that you're never going to prosper. The same thing. So the word has to take root. It says that the stony ground has no root in themselves and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, meaning that Satan's coming to steal the word, immediately they are offended and what? They wither away. They wither away in verse 6. They wither away. You cannot stay strong in the Lord without a constant diet of the Word of God. You got to keep planting the Word in your eyes and your ears and get it in your heart so that your faith is ready and holds its ground. How does faith hold its ground? Well, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, but faith goes by saying. So what all the devil has to do is to get you to say what he wants you to. It's not working for me. I went to the Milwaukee Believers Convention last year, and I'm still in the situation that I'm in. Well, it could be that you haven't done a perfect job, but it can't be that God hasn't done a perfect job. It could be that things are just working in the right direction, but they've not yet solidified. But if you could see in the Spirit, you might be very encouraged to know what's happening. But you can't see in the natural. And so what do we call that? Faith. Glory to God. Well, you say, well, I don't like that. Well, it's the only system out there. You either work it or you get worked. You either walk in faith or you get beat up. If you don't walk in faith, Satan's going to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. So that's it. That's just the way it is. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. This group here, every group hears the word. They hear the word. Verse 19 says, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in. Entering into what? Entering into their mind and their heart. They've let other things enter in. Too many things. Too much stuff going on. Enter in and choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. So cares. I think you could say worry. Worry. The worries, the cares, the and the deceitfulness of riches and lusts of other things. That means that you're now more interested out there. You've got a little success. You've got a little money. You're having, you know, you're doing well. And now, and you're quite proud of yourself and you forgot who gave it to you. And now these other things enter in and choke the word. Other things could be things that are legitimate. You can't put anything against the word of, in front of the word of God and in front of your obeying the word of God. So it's not necessarily sin things, although that happens too. Other things enter in and choke the word. And here's what happens. You've given your attention to other things and you've let the word of God slide. And other things enter in and choke the word. Wow. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Glory to God. Let me look at Luke. Let me look there at Luke 8:14. Now up here, this is interesting. I'll just go back up to 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear, and then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their heart. So they heard, but the devil came right away. He stole it away from them, lest they should believe and be saved. So that first group, the wayside group, they weren't even born again. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe. So, you know, you can see by that that if you're going to produce, you're going to have to believe indefinitely. You're going to have to be willing to stand and do what the Bible says, having done all to stand, stand therefore, that you might be perfect, entire, and wanting nothing. That's exactly what this is talking about. They have no root, which for a while believe, and in the time of trouble or temptation, they fall away. They quit. They quit believing. They give up. Well, it's not working for me. It's been 3 months and this and that and other. It's been 6 months. Maybe it's been 2 years. Maybe whatever you're believing for is going to take, let's just say it's going to take 5 years. But at the end of 5 years, it's manifest. Why would it take so long? Because we're not as sharp as we ought to be. And we're not as diligent as we ought to be. And we're more lazy than we ought to be about spiritual things. I don't know why it takes a while, but at the end of 5 years, if it was manifest at the end of 5 years, don't you think you'd be glad? Don't you think that'd be better than coming to the end of 5 years and having nothing? So where are you going to be if you don't believe? That's the point. You're going to be without. So you might as well just say, I'm going to stand, and I am going to stand from now on until this thing is manifest. That's patience. Glory to God. These are they which fell among thorns. They which heard the word, go forth. When they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Fruit to perfection would be receiving that thing that you're believing for. But they're too busy, too many cares, too much good stuff, pleasures of this life, whatever it takes. And you don't have to be well off to have too much other stuff bothering. You could be just so bad off you think about lack all the time. That'd be something in your heart that didn't belong there. Cares, trouble, worry. Don't be a worrier. You can't worry and believe at the same time. You've got to come to grips with that. I thought, you know, you were supposed to worry. I was raised to worry. But I found out I'm not supposed to ever worry. I'm supposed to always believe. I'm supposed to find the word, hang on to it, put it in my eyes, in my ears, keep it in my heart until the manifestation comes, however long it is. And I promise you this, I can tell you from experience, it is worth it when you get it. And I can tell you this from experience, if you don't stand and you relent on what you're believing, and you begin to say opposite of, I believe I've received this so-and-so, a health, a house, a car, a husband, whatever it is, wife. You think, well, it's not happening. And then you let it fall by the wayside. The birds of the air come and snatch it away. You're not going to get it by faith. You might get a husband, but I'm concerned it might not be the right one because you wouldn't wait for the right one. You wouldn't trust God for the right one. So what does it boil down to? We walk by faith and not by sight. We pray and believe God, and we don't quit. We're like verse 15. But that, I'll read it in Luke and then I'll go back to Mark. But that on good ground are they. Here's good ground. This is what you and I are going to be. It's what we are. Which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it. Now this is how you be good ground for the, this is how you receive. You be good ground for the word of God. Here's how that is. You hear the word and you keep it. What does that mean? That means you're out there like that David's mighty man fighting for that field of beans with his sword on and his sword in his hand and all of his gear on, and he's defending it. We keep it. We keep the ground. We don't let the devil talk us out of it. We don't receive doubt and unbelief. Amen? You don't say anything different. Now, a lot of people are like bitter and sweet. They've got two things coming out their fountain. They're saying the word, and then they're saying unbelief. They're saying, I believe I receive in Jesus' name. That's mine. And then they're saying, this is not working. So what's, it's not. What do we get? We get what we say, according to Mark 11. We get what we say. So when we say, okay, this is not working. I still have pain. I'm still sick. I'm supposed to be healed, but I'm sick. You are supposed to be healed, but now you've let healing go and you've taken on sickness. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's up to us what we speak. It's up to us what we put our eyes and our ears on. What we put in our ears and in our eyes, it's up to us. And you say, well, I don't like that. I don't have time. Well, do you have time to go to the hospital? Or do you have time for an operation? Or do you have time to marry the wrong man? You don't want to go there. The hospital would be better. So what do? We get on the word of God. We keep it going in our eyes, in our ears. We keep it in our mouth. We never quit growing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Did you get it? Hallelujah.
I remember when I first held my son. It was in that moment that I realized how much God loves me. I would do anything for my children. I want the best for them.
God, our Heavenly Father, desires for us to live victoriously. He wants us to succeed and be on top in every area of our lives. He has promised you the best, but living in the best doesn't just happen. You must receive it by faith. How to Live in God's Best, a teaching series by Gloria Copeland, will give you the foundation to live a life of faith. Learn the importance of God's Word and how to use it so that you might live in God's best. Learn where faith comes from and how you get it. How to recognize and resist Satan's deceptions. What happens when you speak in faith and what happens when you don't. You are a child of God, and being able to live in His best is promised to you. Decide today to live in God's best. To order your copy of Gloria Copeland's teaching series, How to Live in God's Best, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $18. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of How to Live in God's Best and learn to speak and act on God's Word in faith.
You can't worry and believe at the same time. So you have to watch yourself. What am I doing? You want to be one that holds on to the Word of God, rebukes worry, fear, confusion out of your mind, gets yourself settled on God's Word, and hold on to your ground. Don't let the devil steal the Word of God. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you're not living in God's best. You need to make a choice. If you want to do that, I'm going to lead you in prayer. You pray with me, and this is your choice and your decision, and you're placing yourself ready to be a new creature. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive your Son. I receive Jesus as Lord of my life. Just say that after me. I receive you, Jesus. I take you as the Lord of my life. I like to say this. Take my life and do something with it. God will take your life. He'll turn it around. You know, that's the way you become a member, a person, a child in the family of God. You make a choice. You receive Jesus as Savior. And you say, Jesus, I receive you. And Jesus is always ready. You prayed that prayer, and we want to send you some things. We've got a number of books here to send you and a little brochure on how to study the Bible. It's absolutely free. We want to help you on your walk with the Lord. And just, you know, just right there, those things and that, the information in this package will change your life. And it's free. How can you beat that? The Bible is the most important book in your life. It's a special message from God Himself to you and to me. We should read it every day, and it will continually change us. It's a supernatural word. So get with the program. Don't just sit around and be negative and don't follow after God. We're to pursue. Let's pursue the Word of God. Watch the broadcast every day and learn and grow. And do whatever the Word tells you to do, obey it, and the blessing will be manifest in your life. Let it change your thinking. The Bible calls that renew your mind. Let the Word of God change your thinking, renew your mind, tell you how to think about this, that, the other. I'm telling you, the Bible is wisdom, it says. We'll see you again tomorrow, and remember that Jesus loves you, and Ken and I love you. And Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to send you 5 books free. Log on to kcm.org and request your free salvation package online today. Take hold of God's promises and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales. Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Center at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elk Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.